everybody. Welcome to another episode of Rhythm and Vibes, where the rhythm moves you and the vibes keep you. I am Kagiso Vincent Wagamogola. Skobonyana sa pirara, working towards becoming Lizoti la pirara. A ke tsamae ke le wane, ke tsamae le mankana.
Le mankam.
Ke mang o wa leng o?
O teng mo.
Ke mang ke tsamae le na ka pula teke ntse.
Hey guys, this is Hlobadi SA, ngoloputwa ma vlogs. And welcome back to Rhythm and Vibes. This is where the rhythm moves you and the vibes keep you, my baby.
For real.
Literally.
Otherwise, show me, please catch me up. How was your week?
My week has been okay. I think I've been like chilling at home. I've actually been behaved, showing. These days.
Really?
You don't think so?
Are you behaving?
Yes.
Oh, because of...
No, but I've been preoccupied, and okay, that's been like keeping me at home.
You don't even tell me how they're preoccupied. Let's on.
You know what?
Yeah.
And I've been planning your birthday.
Oh, my birthday card.
Your birthday.
What are you gonna buy, man?
There's a post that I was thinking of buying, but it's been so naughty.
Really?
Yes.
Have I not been behaving?
No, you haven't been behaving, babe.
No, please forgive me. I need me a posh, a pink posh.
I'll think about it.
Love.
But yeah, I've been pretty much doing that, and your birthday shoot was also insane. Oh. I need to also say that happened during the week. He had a birthday shoot.
And who paid for it?
Wow!
For it.
Your pastor.
Who's my pastor?
No. Guys, that concept was absolutely crazy. I can't wait for you guys to see it. It'll probably be like 2 days you guys seeing it already. But yeah, but it's so crazy, guys. It's actually really nice. And you, how's your week?
Oh, guys, my week has been so cute. At least I had a cute week, finally. I've been having bad weeks, quiet weeks. I've been sick. But I don't know, like, this week was so good. But anyway, before anything else, happy Women's Month, ladies. We're still there. So shout out to all the women. My week was cute to me. I had my birthday shoot, which was a stunner.
Yeah.
You know, you're almost beautiful. Yeah. Well, buzzed out.
Yeah.
Middle part. Yeah. Middle edges. Yeah. Clean my car.
Yeah.
Serving body with the ball.
Yeah. Wearing what? Wearing what?
Underwear.
But yeah,
I had my birthday shoot. And then on Friday, I went out with my friend Kirabeti. We went to third place. It was so cute. At least boys were out this weekend. I saw so many cute boys.
Anyway,
guys.
I already got my answer, by the way.
Okay, and then on Saturday I had a Dove event, so I'm part of the Dove family now.
Period.
So we had
what is happening?
It was a rugby watch party.
Oh yeah, that's so,
so
cute.
We had boys,
yeah.
Well, Primo, Zamani Mbata.
Yeah, so
who else was there? Some DJ. Can I get DJ Mang?
DJ
Will. And the beautiful girls, you know, both sweet revenge.
Oh, my baby.
Shy Scott, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had a pretty decent week, to be quite honest. And then on Friday, I went to Farmer's Market with Randy and Kamu.
Saturday.
Sunday.
Oh.
Sunday, I went to Farmer's Market with Randy and Kamu. And that's pretty much my week. Yeah. What have you been listening to?
So I've been listening to, it's a Pum Pum by Teyana Taylor.
No.
Guys, Teyana Taylor released an album. It's called Escape Room, as I told you guys. One of the songs told me, Pum Pum.
Yeah, mang le mang.
Jill Scott, Le Tyler, Le Teyana
Taylor. Oh, I heard the snippet on TikTok.
Guys.
It's nice.
Me, I love it so much. Like,
let's listen to it.
Yeah, that's going to be like my summer song. So it was called Pum Pum Champ. I've been watching Love Island. I'm going to
wanna go deep into it. Love Island in the reunion.
The reunion.
You saw the reunion?
Oh yes, I did. I watched it. Yeah, so we can
definitely
let's go.
You know. But before that, let me just tell you what I was listening to quickly.
Okay.
And so we can get on the Love Island situation.
Let's do it.
I was listening to Umuhle Baba by Goli Mqwanga and Mr. Media by Tyler. Mm. So yeah. All right. Okay. So last week when I told you that I was watching you, you told me to watch it from season.
Yeah.
And I did exactly that.
Yeah.
And I can confirm you're actually right.
To me?
Season 1 was really hard.
It was hard.
Yeah.
No. How also the twists.
Yeah, the twists were they very interesting.
You know what I wish, Nam? I really wish you hadn't even watched started it from season 4 because I feel like you kind of know what type of character he is. Because in season 1, it takes turns, like, because you don't know what type of person this person is. So you don't know what to expect. So now that you kind of watch season 4, you're just like, okay, you know he's a bit crazy.
It's my first time watching something like watching something from the bottom season to
the top.
So I think it's because it's a different series. You is very unique.
Yeah.
So it's not as crazy.
It is.
But yeah, now Love Island.
Yeah, guys, a lot happened on Love Island. I actually didn't finish it, by the way. But the things that stood out to me is literally the fact, like, because there was a huge discourse about the fact that Hoda brought Chris into the house only for her own benefit, right? And I love you, Shelly, but then they literally caught you out on a lie.
But also, Nam, because Kamko Aikalosang Shelly was like, they only showed that clip, but they've been having constant conversations about this. So, and all the time, like, I think only that part, mulong were like, but most of the parts, it's all about you, you know. But I'm still on Shelly's side. You might feel some type of
I love her.
I am so fine as well.
No, I'm not saying I don't like her or whatever, or I've changed how I feel about her. I'm just saying that, like, it was so, and that's the thing about reality show. You only see, like, a few seconds of it, but then, and they also choose to show you what they want to show you. So the unseen footage was unfortunately on Huda's side.
Yeah, no, it was.
That was a huge thing. They were bashing Huda for it. So I don't think, like, for me, I didn't take that a bit, like lightly. She should have just been like, you know what, maybe we just misunderstood each other. I thought maybe. Not that you said.
Okay.
Because thinking something and saying you said
I have to agree with
something
you
different.
On that.
Yeah. So
I think also the heart rate challenge. Mm-hmm. I love Shelly.
Yeah.
But to be quite honest, I don't think it was that deep.
It was a deep net. It was deep. Also, Chubby, the fact that they explained to her, that's like pretty much their own. Like, they are only entertainment in the villa. Like, you're gonna go all out. Like, even if, let's say, she did go a bit too far, like, unfortunately, you signed up for it.
Exactly. Like, I think, it was, but at the same time, because Kichumia High at the villa, and also, if it was, I don't want to say you and I, because you and I, like, go way back, but if there's someone in the villa you've created a very close relationship with, then I feel like, if Olandria did that to Shelly. You know. But because maybe we already know Huda's character. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, it didn't, I thought maybe she might have done worse than what we saw or how they explained it. But I don't think it was that deep.
Yeah, I think it goes back to the fact that also Shelly was just saying that I really don't like the fact that you're doing this, because if anything, when you were with Jeremiah, when you were like together with Jeremiah, everyone was respecting that, and you were on everyone's cases. You were being mean to other girls and stuff like that. So how Tuira saw then, it's like, what's happening? But I feel like she should have held Huda accountable the times she was doing those things, and then so that it could be easier to say that we're taking, like, now that it's a challenge, then you can't, like, feel some type of way about
okay,
it.
Okay, you know? I fully understand.
Yeah.
And also, but to be quite honest, what Huda did was not okay when Olandria asked her to actually talk to your fan base, because these people are, like, harassing me. The racism was bad. So I just feel like Huda could have done better on that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it was a cute reading.
Yeah, it was cute. It was cute.
Yeah.
So now we're going on to the scroll stopper. Do you have a TikTok for the week?
So my scroll stopper of the week, which is, like, the funny TikTok of the week. like. Mm-hmm. So there's a song, you know, by Dee Mola, mm-hmm. yeah, called "Blow My High." Yeah. There's a part where it says, I will call you back. My plug calling. I'll say what you're telling me. And then my ones her, but to be like, but sometimes
voice
but,
notes or something.
Yeah, voice notes. Yeah. But they changed it to my plug to, you can say, you, people do a lot of different things. Like my ex is calling, my bestie's calling. So, that's why I love hood niggas so much. I love hood niggas so much because they're so unhinged. Yeah. Like, and then they just run with it. Yeah. So, I will call you back, my ex calling them. So, that girl sent a message to that guy at 8, mm. ne? At 8 p.m. Are good night. Ex, I am Romela voice note, and we are.
Because Oraure Romela good night at 8 p.m.
Good night, Dika 80. Good night, Dika 80. How are we now? Usanyaka gitse no kwenu, ke rotele TV.
Because which is real, like, fair. Kimang arubalanka 80. I think, Chumi, I think at all.
If Urubala ka 80, you can out. Oh, so long Uruwa Dira. So Ulaela before Batugera.
Exactly. Like,
let's be honest.
Yeah,
so
true.
That guy was not wrong. What's an aquino? Okay, then you're cramming my hot pop with the TV. Kinte, Kashemu, Umpusepilor when I ka 80. Urubala Bian. I think this is about 80, Chub. So, yo, that really killed me.
Yeah,
that was really funny.
And then, not really, but I was just like, I related to this so much, and it made me think about like my childhood and stuff. Osalawa kwatisa, like, wana oling popular kwa skulung sahawi.
Okay.
Osalawa kwatisa, mwana orati wang kima tichera kwa skulung. And the halla ne, or so, and then everyone otomo. That I'm going to get popular kids.
Him?
Yimi?
Him?
No.
Aru?
Uulo? What's the question, Marie? I come like a talent, okay? Obvious game, man.
K-R. H.
H.
And I do made.
Yeah.
I do made. What did you mean?
This whole time you're nodding your head. Like, Maradoka, how like, Kimu Tate, Vele, Aure still. So, obvious game, man.
Kwena. That's what he said. Okay, you nyen zin. Oh, maybe they have a mutala.
Yeah, Mama Kamazi.
Yamasu, Mama Kamazan, or by ring them, relookies and resolve and replace the guy on your teacher as a common class. Ubunen Wayana change.
I didn't know.
Hirala, why will you?
Come on, every bitter chum. Honor. I know super fair.
And why you? And most of the time, I don't know why you are our favorite man. Our favorite. I'm gonna tell him say our favorite man. That's not nice, guys. A little bit.
So that TikTok killed me.
Oh no, that's so funny.
Oh, it killed me so much.
Okay, so we're gonna move to what's buzzing. So the legendary Nandi Nyembe has passed away at the age of 75. She was on soapies like Izo Izo, Zone 14, Isibaya. So I would like us to have like a 10 seconds of moment of silence. Mm. Thank you.
And then Orlando Pirates won against Mamelodi Sundowns, and they are moving to the MTN 8 finals. I saw a lot of that on social media.
Yo, my grandfather would be so angry.
Really?
Yo, he was a big Sundowns fan.
Yo,
show me. He hulu zitwe. Kamun kung. Hoba moody.
Hoba siri.
And engwe kenya kwe address ang chumiak. Aki meching limon.
Why?
I can rate he bolo e jala loko tlapu.
Why?
Show me bashimani avasar level. Show me re beautiful, le re gorgeous. Bashimani ba level le re na. Kola kola TV. So ish, aki ili mulina matching.
Show me na, how jali wa match? Mm. ee mo gona leng TV go teng.
Thank you so much.
In general, ka bona gore o tsamaya le monna. Na a ke clubong at all that day. I'm not going to the club because to me I'm like she man about attention to me like aba morena shem.
Opera o beautiful lo go opera cho mo na music o mo nice go dlala Manchester le Kaizer Chiefs zi ke tla show me aba rata ba le rene re beautiful yo but GS Works and Tukutela have broken the South African record as they've just become the very first SA artist to produce five number one songs in a year on Spotify.
Wow.
Songs
wow.
like Uzi Swaganja, Asagagele, Asagagele, Nigalimele, Uzi Swaganja, Vuga and Bengi Tela.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then Nandipa and Thabo Pesta have struck in with a new documentary series called Beauty and Best. That is going to be released on the 12th of September. I've been seeing a lot of things about that.
Shmaro Nandipa, wena.
Swena.
Sintebo Pilo Baha.
Tau Chuza Banna.
Shmaro Shimane, ba tau tisele decisions tedi ngote di out. Kako wuzak wa Shimane. Imagine, like, she had such a beautiful career.
She had a beautiful life.
She had a beautiful life.
I feel like that comes from just also being greedy.
Nee.
Like, because onyaka mo, onale, like, okay,
you
maybe...
You had your own practice.
You had your own practice.
You was a celebrity doctor.
You could have gotten another man. Another rich man. How? Like, come on. Like, you're pretty, like, you... Come on.
But I told me, Bashimani. Bashimani, ba kono break up friendship ya 25 years. So... It's like come kopilo ileng tsela ka teng tshomi mushimane o khono betha ka tshone au betha au betha au betha ampur do it ne mara somewhere somehow o makala o santse morata o makala lona pila pila like how is it that's going to me pilo ke tsaila I hate pilo so much because o tsedi decisions leng or like aba tswana and di wrong for way
tshomi mara gore ba o bethelle a le ko tronkong. Ya khona hala mara.
Tshimi bo rata gangster la. Ba se mloko mara o so. Are you going to tune? So, do you have another one?
Yeah, and then Sol Penduka was suspended from Kaya FM and says that it was because of the mini situation. I don't have much to say about that because I just don't want to delve into that too much. Yeah. But then I just want to say that, like, guys, be careful what you say on big platforms like what you that like that you have, you know. They affect a lot of people, they affect a lot of women.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just want people to like be careful about what they say. You know. Yeah.
And I also saw something as well. There was a campaign running around the smart program. And this is for all my influencers and creators. Guys, please do your research thoroughly. If it's a brand that you have never really heard of, you've never worked with, you know. And, like, it's not worth whatever, you know. I understand the career we're in is very difficult sometimes to monetize. Mm. But please, 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 guys, make a research a sharp on something that you've never seen anyone, you know.
And so, even if you need help with like doing something, get someone to help you.
Yeah,
like, I might not be sure about this. Do you think you know, if you want someone to do research for you, like this is like your career. This is something that you should be taking like very seriously, and a lot of people look up to people like us, you know. So it's very important to make sure that we actually do proper research before putting out something like out there, you know. So yeah.
Hush, but I moving right along. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna move to this week's sound wave. Mm-hmm. So riding this week's sound wave, we have a gentleman from Johannesburg, Soweto.
What? From the south?
From the south. Mm. Who is an international DJ and producer. He has evolved through collaborations with different artists such as Major League DJs, Dapi, Nandipa 808, and many more. First debut single, which I love so much, Budiza, was a hit and had allowed him to share his talents internationally. Please help me welcome Lungile Harvey, popularly known as DJ Harvey. But before that, we're going to bring the guest. Before we bring the guest to join us for a chat, he's going to teach us how to make a cocktail. Lovely one. So please come with us and stay tuned.
Let's go.
Welcome back, guys. As you guys know, we are here with DJ Harvey. And you know there is no vibing without making a cocktail. So today we're making a cocktail. Paloma, yes.
Paloma, okay. Yes.
So take it away.
So, it depends, you guys want to get drunk or like Flumbanja?
When I'm
drunk, yeah. Okay, it's up to me.
Yeah, it's up to you.
So guys, we'll start off with the shots, yeah?
Okay.
I think that's very important. We'll do two shots each.
Okay.
Two shots.
Double shots.
Yeah, double.
Of
the tequila first.
Okay. Why two pella?
Why two?
Yeah, Saba.
Hey, Saba.
3, 4,
how six?
How 7, 8?
No.
Like, okay.
Okay, I'll just start off.
Two double shots.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, one double shot. Sorry.
This guy charged me. Just say.
Was just.
I think that's an excited Nina. Young cars are really double. Okay.
Next.
Secondly, I think we should go with the ice.
Okay.
The ice makes sense.
So it should be cold. Okay.
Nande. Otherwise,
perfect.
We are going to go with the King Nettings.
Grapefruit.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. I ain't got keep.
Three.
Okay. It has to be watery. Mm. Strong.
Tequila. But I like tequila gold. Yeah.
Not same. Silver.
Gold or silver.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yo, there's a difference. Yeah, but were you a smart
to me?
Mm-hmm. Boy in school.
I was a boy.
Were you naughty?
That's naughty. I think naughty is the best way to describe it.
Really?
Friends are not paying school.
Hello,
really?
There's a pinary hearing, all that stuff. Like, I swear. What does that take?
Mariak Fanela, yes.
Young Fanela.
Yeah.
Nanjan. Unzan.
Wow, sorry!
Like, I'm really teacher,
So, my story says something. I'm not forgetting.
Oh, Harvey, what was school? I'm really my teacher. What subject did you take?
I did physics at first. At first.
Okay. reaction.
What else did I do? I did physics, business.
Okay.
I did CATS. Yeah, those three. Then I dropped physics because of maths. I liked physics so much.
Yeah.
Then I decided to drop that because of maths. I was like, I think I then do maths actually. Yeah, man.
What is your favorite side between thing chemistry and physics?
I think it was the chemistry.
Mm-hmm. I mean, chemistry is shy.
Yo, Toby.
By the way, I'm a two. I think
how many? Two, three. Okay. That's why I really sing it to me because I rule.
The top is a singer.
I don't know what I'm
going to do. Like, we are calling him a steal.
Like, you know, Hasha, you know, it's Hala.
You know, Hasha, Toby.
And then, what? It's a shake.
That is a shake, I'm
going to. Okay. Shit.
Nenzi into Z, no? I'm not saying I'm a bomb.
Show me why.
All right.
Pour it out now.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't even know if I did the right thing.
Do we put ice?
I think so.
Sensible ice or something like ice?
To pull out the thing, yes.
Yeah. Teacher. We put the correction.
Oh, yes. I told you guys, bring a mommy.
Okay. So what would you say? It, what song does this remind you of? Your own songs.
Passion fruit and lemon. You know that song. Okay. I think that should be there.
Okay.
Cheers to you. Your episode. Let me taste it. Oh,
actually nice. Actually,
it's like a shock. Man.
And
I think within, I feel like Natanzano gets a grapefruit more.
Or a grapefruit.
Mm.
He was supposed to actually cut these and this.
Yo!
I feel like that's too much admin. That was like, I think as cool homie. No.
Yeah. But I say, it's one to root them or but to root who's them. That is the
next one.
Alrighty.
All right, guys, we are about to move to the couch and have a great conversation. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What kind of questions are you expecting?
I don't know. I don't have expectations, actually.
Okay, are you scared of something maybe I might ask?
No,
not really. Okay, guys. All right, let's move now. Patong, have you welcome, welcome. The guy, have you? So we're gonna do a quick mic drop look. So kupa na robot soro uaperi engi we grey le kai if lerna ra inyagar kai kriya kai.
From bottom to top.
Yeah.
Loafers, it was a gift.
Okay.
Socks, I think pick and pay.
I was late. I was like, I need socks.
Yeah. No, but pick and pay has good. Yeah, socks. Has good quality socks. Yeah.
So those are from the. These are from Shein, actually.
Oh, those are nice. Ooh.
This is a brand, Insanity. Mm-hmm. So this was a gift from the owner.
Oh, better.
My old manager. This is his brand as well. He just left now.
Okay.
Uncle Audrey.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that jacket is hot.
And then beanie, Shein earrings. I don't know.
Yeah. Show sure,
now. Face.
Mama, I can show.
But yeah, we really just wanna like get to know you, so we're just gonna ask you like a few questions, right? Yeah.
Okay, but before we do them, we're gonna pretend like we are your friends,
yeah,
your boys. You get what I mean? So, my best friend and I. This is my best friend, but I have another best friend, Malope. We call each other Mukwera. And then when I look to me, I hail and I own my best friend. I own but I go pay. They call each other Scheme. So when you're with your boys or your girls or your friends, what do you guys call each other?
Usually it's like boy, a boy.
Oh, bigger. Boy. Yeah. Boy. Okay, ready boy. Okay.
Fair boy. So how old are you?
I'm 22. Turned 22 this year.
Really?
Okay.
Wow, you're doing so well for your age.
Right? Wow. This doing really well, yeah.
Is that young?
Yeah! 22.
I'm 22 as well. So kabuta how ne? Kuka mo orma lume.
Na ibile ke grotmane he hofeng. And where did you grow up?
Grew up in Joburg, raised in Soweto.
Okay.
Mostly Pimville. Like Soweto all around. They have so much family around Soweto. Pimville na lady Snawane. Then at some point I moved to the West, the Masababsini.
Where's the West country? What areas are those?
Rodaport.
Oh.
People say it's far, it's not,
that's
but
far. No, that's far. That's far. That's far.
That's what is the debate I'm seeing on social media, but yeah, Rodaport side, North Riding, North Cliff.
Mm. And what kind of songs did you like grow up listening to?
I don't think I listened to music growing up, eh?
Really?
Like that's actually the funny part. Like I really didn't. Music wasn't. I only listened to music because of people around me playing it.
Yeah, like what
so
kind
that was
you,
always
yeah.
like maybe gospel. My grandmother, I know that. R&B, old school R&B. My mom, and then growing up, that's when piano was introduced. Is piano from Amachita Ekasi. So, yeah.
Okay. And what's your favorite gospel song? Actually,
my favorite. I don't have a favorite.
You don't have a favorite. Yeah, so you just need to listen to it and then
I used to listen. It's like it's more easy or Aguti is downloaded.
Okay, but what's the one that you listen to and you're like, hey, but this one
like,
actually
even if you don't know the name, Marmunga Kula.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to
do it.
Yes, it's on one. Yes. I know
it. I know it too.
Yeah. Not ill because it's getting popular. This video comes with like Andre Lust. I don't know.
That's a commercial that I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what first drew you to DJing and producing? Was it the beats, the culture, or the lifestyle? Or what was it?
I think it was the impact. The impact it has on you. Because I remember the first time I saw like it live. It wasn't even live like that, but it was like, it was from my cousin who was my age. And we had a family function, then he was using his laptop.
and he's DJing for like all that dance. And then I could see what he like, they're all paying attention to this guy. Like, so, okay, actually, I like that impact. Like, I like that power you have too. Okay.
Real.
That is like, oh, man, actually, why can't I do it also? I can also do it.
Okay.
So I think that's the first sign. And also, it's like when you go to events, you hear music playing, and it's like, this guy could have played the song. Hey, I wonder if I played the song, what would be the difference? So then it's like, okay, shit, actually, now I can be that guy to play that song and have that impact and see it go the way I envisioned it, basically.
Okay. I get that. And so when did you start, though?
2019, I think it was in 2018.
You started learning how to think or actually getting paid to
gig. Oh, started learning. No. Okay. Definitely. Learned from laptop, virtual DJ.
I think everyone starts.
Besides me. Yes, but oh, wow.
And it was 2019.
Yeah. Okay. And in high school, like, did you ever, like, think you would... Oh, well, you went to school in 2019. You were still in school in 2019.
Yeah, grade 10, yeah.
And then, like, was that, like... I don't know how to put it. Like, was that, like, your... Like, start, like...
Music-wise?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. I think from then, I didn't have a direction. Actually, I've never had direction. I didn't know where I'm going to end up in life. Genuinely, I was just one of those people.
Just taking everything. Yeah,
like God will just make a plan. Like if it works out, it's going to work. If it doesn't, then try another way.
Yeah.
So then grade 10, the music thing started with the DJing. Mm-hmm. So I used to start with, you know, schools do events and stuff like that.
Oh.
So I remember also now, I don't know CDJ. CDJ, I don't know CDJs at all. I remember going to Facebook Markets, I bought myself a mixer. Then mixer, I used to take my dad's laptop, and then I used to take my laptop, and then I put one on each side and make that like turntable things. Yeah. And then I'd go to school with that whole stuff. Mm. And yeah. But in that time, I wasn't playing also piano. I was trying to accommodate all the white kids, all the... Oh. So I'd play like these cool white songs. Like,
yeah. The ones that everyone likes.
I guys play such weird songs. But like, think back, like, hey, I'm trying to remember one of the songs, but like, ish.
Depends on the mathematics.
Yeah, like,
so cool, so cool.
You guys play weird music. Oh. And I was like, hey, guy, man,
who went to school with you, what do you think they would say about you? What's one thing that they'd say about you?
Still there, but I was also quiet.
Quiet.
Like,
I was quiet. Like, I'm going to go to school.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
I get that.
His name was Claude. Nah, that guy.
Like his personality and everything.
So, Budiza is like one of my. I don't know how many times I'm using this. Budiza is like one of my favorite songs of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's your process when creating a track from scratch?
Process. What's the goal for the song? Like, what do I want the song to do? Do I want it to touch your soul? Do I want it to make you dance? Like, what's the story? Mm-hmm. But usually, I like songs with... So, with Putiza specifically, that song, it was going that direction already from the beat alone. And then DRA, she's actually from... Is it UK, Amsterdam? I know she's from overseas. Mm. When she jumped on, she did the whole Putiza thing. Then we just knew, it's okay. Yeah. Mm. No ramata, no. Like with that sound, it's so different. It's so loud. Yeah, it's so high-spirited. It's like, Putiza.
So did you approach her when you thingy?
I think the other guy, Lucia. Okay. So Lucia's on the song, D-Ray. There's a whole bunch of guys. But yes, I think he approached her because he is in link with her. And then it's like, okay, no, here's a song we have for you. And when they sent me back, I heard it with the vocals already on. Mm. And it's like, oh, okay, actually, no, this is moving. Who's this girl? They're like, no, she's from what? It's like, she's not even from here. How does she speak like this? Like,
yeah, so fluid. Like,
when you said from the UK, I'm like, huh?
I was so like, what?
Your first song,
yeah, but she's also trying to find her way. Uh-huh. So I think that also gave her like a good direction in terms of her sound as well. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, cute. So if Rhythm and Vibes gave you a CDJ or a controller for 10 minutes, what three songs would you play?
What three songs? What three songs? Yeah, that's so tricky. I'd
like to know how builder said. Let's say Ari builder got three songs. Tomapila,
middle and then last.
Yeah, and then Waza.
Okay, that's perfect. First song would be, I think, Luto. So yeah, Jaivani. Second song.
I hear you.
There's two, man. Is this Yiyo? Do you know this Yiyo, ne?
Yeah,
it's
another
Yiyo remix. I don't know. Okay, it's an exclusive one, but it's also as it's like similar to that one. And then I think I'd end off with a commercial sing along. Mm. I don't know which one, but
like
a commercial
throwback
sing.
Or
yeah, throwback.
Okay.
But the one song, let's say, that you've played like in your set and you are like, oh, every time I play this one. Like
you never get tired of it.
Yeah, you never get tired of it. People do get tired of it. Like, what's that song?
I think that's be right now Malacosta.
Mm.
Yeah, Malacosta. It has to be Malacosta. It's right hot now. Yeah, it's hot. In the streets.
Yo.
Look up, because I'm going to sue.
That feast are true.
And you know what I love about it? The second part of it. When it comes back.
When it comes back.
To and it's home. I've become something else.
Yeah. Also, I went through your page, ne? Angbonanga on a date, kind of nervous.
Like next.
Angbonanga hand on the thigh, soft next. Launch. Nyana. We are trying.
Guys, why is not my close friends, Ganti?
So I'm not close friends.
Like, I'm understand. No, guys. I see after eggs on fire. I'm like, why do you have close friends?
Okay.
What's the criteria to be on your close friends?
I'll just be your close friend, dog. Like, my secrets are your secrets, you see?
Nah.
Yeah, just
how many people do you have on your close friends?
I think probably like 80.
80? 80?
Is that a lot?
Oh, what's your close friends? Wait, no.
All those 80 people are your close friends?
Guys, is that a lot?
That's a lot.
It's people I'm comfortable in sharing my personal life with outside 80. Of like my followers.
80.
So it's also like Instagram friends,
yes.
High school friends as well.
People I'm comfortable to show you it's okay. We can chill in the space and say, yeah, we can talk about whatever and anything.
Okay, makes sense.
So I can add you there because I know like the type of person you are.
Mm. And then, then what would actually get you to a point where now you move from a close friend and post whoever you're with profile?
I'm actually scared of my account.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm scared of my account.
Really? What do you mean?
Like, it takes a lot for me to post something, even on my story, like of me or something personal.
Okay.
It takes a lot. Like, I always, I'm scared of my account.
So if someone posts you?
No, that's why.
That's fine.
Okay.
And but if she's big,
would you ever like go public?
Yeah. Like even if you're not posting, but the girl is maybe like.
Yeah, I don't think it bothers me.
Okay.
It doesn't. I keep fair, you so.
So, Ulava boy.
Yeah, I love a boy. I like being with a partner rather than.
So, what song that reminds you of her?
Of who? Come on, hey.
Arisi, we see nothing.
Okay. I don't ever saw that with anyone.
Okay.
I don't.
What is the most craziest thing that's ever happened to you during a gig?
During a gig?
Yeah, okay, we don't want Maramoho Namu. What poses a bra? Wait,
I haven't gotten the.
Really?
No, I haven't gotten the.
Mara Irakotale. I've been seeing TikToks of girls trying to speak to you.
Oh, okay. I think that was the craziest thing.
Baring goena. Like, when they talk to you, what do they say?
No, this has happened so many times. It's always different.
Is it?
Like, it's been with older women. It's been with girls younger.
Oh.
Some are drunk. Some are sober. I'm going to stay with Gwenzagala. Because also, it's like, when I see other DJs play, I'm about Khloop. Why am I not funny about Khloop?
I'm a pretty boy.
No, guys. Like, I see other niggas. It's like, okay, this niggas are cool niggas. So, like, come bother him.
Yeah.
But usually, I think the one video, there's been so many.
There's so many. Girls,
ladies,
there was this one gig, I was at Azania.
Mm.
And then this girl, I don't know, we don't know each other at all. I think we met that day. So I'm playing, as I'm playing, okay, I see in front of the deck, so it's like, I don't know, some I'm vibing, like, such a vibe, Then obviously, now I'm mixing, I'm looking for the next song, and whatever. And then she reaches over the thing, it's like, Yalu Chayvani. Play Chayvani. in my head, I'm like, dog, it's 3 a.m. I'm in Santini. Like, the crowd is not.
It doesn't make sense.
It's like, play Jaivan. I'm like, as in, Ting Poo. I was like, let me ignore this girl.
Yeah.
I continue playing. 2 minutes didn't pass. 2 minutes is a lot. I feel someone like here, like she's pressing on me. Now. So I look, I'm like, oh, this girl is here. I'm like, okay, let me not be rude. Maybe she just came to, I don't know. Or maybe she knows someone behind me. She wants to vibe. I was like, okay, that's not a problem. That doesn't bother me. But now as I'm mixing, Oopies, like, young prayer. Someone like, she's here.
Like,
Jai Voy. And like, how do you do this? How do you, like, she's asking.
Like, girls, banyana, ladies, man, behave on here, have you at all?
Like, it happens a lot, Jim. Online, it does happen.
And what is the craziest DM you've ever gotten?
Craziest DM? I think it was nudes.
From really? Someone you don't know.
Yeah.
Which you didn't even ask for.
I don't know, that wasn't a request.
Oh. Yeah, but I've gotten a couple of those.
Yeah, I think
like that, everyone. Like, that is like the most weirdest thing random ever. Yeah,
like. And
most of the time, was it like a public, like a you could see the person, or was like a
private account? Account. I could see the person.
Yeah, not a celebrity.
I'll meet.
I come to you.
Oh, when I had a belly, let me talk with you.
Nahan, when I bang bang, bang bang, I shoot with my puna. Show me. Like I. So yeah.
So now we're gonna go into our music trivia game. Yeah. It's called Cue the Beat. It's time to compete.
Yeah.
And basically, we're gonna do a this and that. I don't know if you've heard of that. Nah. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna give you two options. You need to answer quickly.
Yeah.
Which one you choose between the two? It doesn't matter in terms of what. Lo omuthandayo, whether it's their music or mood
or fashion or personality, anything. All those things contribute.
Okay. Yeah. You just need to choose, and you can't say both.
Yeah, and I sort of like beef.
Yeah.
And I said quick.
Yeah, quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay. DJing at a festival or a club?
Festival.
Isaga or Uzizwa Kanjan?
Uzizwa Kanjan.
Uber Eats or Mr. D?
Mr. D. Okay.
Baby, one more ball.
Come on, Pella or Waffles?
Waffles.
I don't know how to pronounce this, but Iwiwank. Or Happyville?
You wank.
Tattoos or piercings?
Tattoos.
Mahu or Babalwa M?
Bahu.
Spotify.
Kutule Bahu. Kutule Bahu. So ori.
Mahu.
Ma.
Ma.
Oh, they put a caron yoko back in somebody.
Young Chinese. Ma.
Spotify or Apple Music?
Apple Music.
Okay. Yep. Opera or Louis?
Oh.
You have to give us one.
Louis.
EQ or Nacho?
Nacho.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Robala kam kokotlo or waya waya?
Rom kokotlo.
Nobantu vilagazi or dibuke?
Nobantu.
Somani or kahiso?
Both.
I can't.
Okay, it's fine. Okay, we'll take that.
Real.
That's all a couple of days.
I'm on the
shuttle class,
So next day, Harika Jola, maybe. Something might. Sing a funny line, Marana.
No. Na papa, very little.
See you there.
The ride.
Especially now we're doing couple.
Couple of to choose, can
you? That is so crazy. Okay, now we're going to ask you more questions. Okay. So I want to know, Nem. There is another DJ, Harvey. You know that, right?
In SA?
Well, was another DJ, Harvey.
The international guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is your name like inspired from that, or where did you get like DJ Harvey from? For people who don't know.
Harvey is actually my surname.
Oh, okay.
That's a beautiful surname.
Such a dope surname.
I used that, and that came from high school. I don't know. This girl, I used to go to school with Fanele. She used to call me Harvey. And then everyone started calling me Harvey. Mm. And also, when I stepped into the industry, I was like, I actually want a different name. Also, I don't want to include DJ with my artist name.
Like, yeah.
I want to be a Harvey or like maybe just, you know how these Uncle Waffles, it's not DJ Uncle Waffles.
Yeah.
So I was trying to fight for that. And I was like, actually, it's not working and I can see this DJ Harvey is sticking.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, no, I'll run with that.
Do you have siblings?
Three. I'm the oldest.
Really? So we're going to babble like
Yeah.
Never mind.
actually, no, you know, I do have an older brother. You know, family guys, like I have siblings.
Oh, almost 30 there.
Yeah, like I'm 12. So I have an older brother on my dad's side.
Basically, first got born, got my mommy. Like, it's like, always.
No, as a South African, that's your story.
That's your story.
But that is so weird. Yeah. Like, why is it like that?
Oh, you do. So, Kahiso Harvey.
I like her.
You like her. Yes.
Yeah, so your brother, you must tell him. So, House of Harvey was a huge success. Yeah. We were supposed to go, but we didn't.
Really?
Yeah, we were. But I told you.
And see, like, and cut it off.
Next year. Next year, we'll just line up.
Maybe early this, maybe later this year. Yeah. I really know. Why did you move to curating events, and is this something we're going to see more of?
Yes, definitely. I'm going to see a lot more of that. Also, I don't want to just be known for DJing, bro. Like, I don't want to be able to say, okay, Harvey's hosting this festival, House of Harvey Festival, if that happens. I want to be known in the event space. Like, also money, guys. Money is
a
need to get money from all directions. Yeah. And I feel like that's something that's suiting for me. The only challenge with that is, like, it's a lot of admin. Like, it's a lot of admin. Like, you need these things to be planned out 3 months before. Mm. And the type of person I am, and I'm last minute. So now it's like,
same.
I have stress now when the event is happening next month, and then a month before I'm running up and down for 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a
house. So besides like events, what else would you do?
What else would I do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I'd want to touch into, like, fashion.
Thank you. I knew it.
I see it.
Like, I feel like I would, personally.
You dress so well.
I wouldn't run it from, like, I'd want to make clothing, or but, like, maybe work with a clothing brand that I know it's okay sharp. I don't know, but, like, clothing, definitely.
Something.
Dream clothing brand? What's your dream collab with the clothing brand?
Collab, Koziano. Not think it's Koziano. It's Cortez, bro. What the hell?
Cortez. Mike Cortez.
No,
it's a Cortez brand. Cortez.
Okay,
I see.
And then, I don't know. I think Nike for now.
Ardeni Peak.
Yeah.
Ari Lachelequa.
Luxury brand.
Luxury.
Yeah.
This thing is, I like underground brands, bro. Like, I don't like these. Probably Louis.
Okay.
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. I see you. With a Louis Vuitton.
Or Diesel.
Diesel. Oh, you want to be like me. you have traveled all around the world. Taking a piano to the world, how do you see South African DJs and producers influencing the global music scene right now?
How do I see them influencing the global scene? By sharing. Like, by not gatekeeping. Sharing the talent, sharing the secrets, sharing the music, sharing the, like, the process of actually making a song, vocals, and, you know, also giving tips to that side. Like, because I hear, like, maybe I get projects from that side, and you can hear, okay, you can tell it wasn't made really this side. As much as they're close, like, they're super close, like, there's dope producers from that side. But, like, you know, they don't have that, I don't know, man, that African thing.
I get that.
Because
yeah.
We were with K-Met last week, and she said the very same thing, Hori. It's evolving, but
it is evolving, 100%. Yeah. Like, genuinely, it really is.
Yeah. It's not, but not. Okay.
You went to Amsterdam, ne?
Yeah, Amsterdam.
And where else?
Amsterdam, Tanzania, Kenya.
In Kenya. Yeah, so far. Okay, I'm going to go far, because Amsterdam is a bit far, yeah, bro. Were you shocked to see the impact that Amapiano has in Amsterdam?
Yes.
Or to you, was it like, I've seen it very...
I think for me, it's also like, I was shocked, like, I'm here. Like, that's what I was thinking of mostly. It's like, okay, I'm here, and like, I'm here because of something I didn't plan on doing ever in my life. Like, I had no direction of saying, yeah, I'm going to be a DJ. It's like, this one thing that brought me here, it's like, it was all meant to be in a type of way. It's like, okay, sharp. So now it's like, okay, I'm here because of piano, and these people are brought to this event because of piano, like, they hear because of piano. So it's like, shoot, this thing is working.
And you, why?
So that's like something different to see and witness. And also being outside of home, like seeing the culture that side. I like different cultures. I like seeing different environments, people's energy from outside. Like,
yeah, more I was saying,
He's a sugar mommy. He's going to wink at you. Like, there's always something. Like, you already know what a
sugar mama is. Sugar mama, they
like, a sugary.
There's always something to twist.
Only sweetie.
Papa, that only sweet.
Smartissimo. Ah, shame. Yeah. And which of your tricks or projects now are you most proud of? And which ones do you feel like you could have done better?
Most proud of, I think it has to be Ubushabe too. Mainly because that was the first project where it's like, okay, I'm going to bring everyone together. And this is the direction I want. This is like, it came out exactly what I wanted. From the song being done, from vocals being recorded, from the PR of it, from the cover art. Like, I thought of that. As soon as the song sounds, okay, sharp, this is what I'm going to do. The cover art is actually inspired by, you know that movie Project X? You don't know Project X, guys? That party movie, that Sarah's party movie.
But I'm going to Project
X. Ah, guys. It's like these boys host a house party, basically, and it becomes this whole crazy thing. Mm-hmm. And the cover art for that movie is basically this guy on the ground with cups around him. And so the
cover art, holy.
Yeah. basically, it was up. So that was inspired by that, and it came out exactly how I envisioned it. So I think that's what I'm proud of mostly. Then what was the other question? What's the one I work on?
Yeah, the one you feel like, wawana ishinkebe, I could have done better, man. Ishmaraka.
I don't think I have any of
you those. Don't.
Yeah, I also don't want to think like that, also. I just feel like every song should be like.
As it is.
To me, it should be, it's what it is. That's what came out. Accept it for what it is. You can do better if it's better. Mm. I feel like music is good in general. Like,
I get that.
Making a song is not easy, guys.
It's not. You
can just wake up and say, I'm going to make a song. So whatever you make, it's good. Just accept it for what it is. Like, you made something. You know?
Yeah.
You're proud of it at the end of the day.
And you know what I like about you, Javi? Like, you know people who really invest in themselves? I really love artists or creatives who do that. Like, from cover arts to the way they dress, the way they present themselves. Like, that is, I feel like a lot of creatives or artists or DJs are lacking. Mm. And that is why most of the time, because I believe it's not only about how you play, but it's how you present yourself as well. You
true.
Know?
Mm.
So I should give you that, Shem. And on a 22 fella. Mahrotman. Oh, guys, come on. Socks.
And how many songs of like, how many songs chill, like how many songs do you have chilling that are baking right now at the moment?
Oh, there's a lot online. There's a is lot. It? Oh, there's a lot.
Like, estimate.
Oh, probably like 50, 60. Like, there's a lot of music.
December
like,
8th.
There's so much music. I think the only issue is that like it's dropping. Like, you don't know what song to drop or the PR or. You need to finish this off or add this vocalist on there. Some are done, they finish.
Mm.
Some are waiting for like an EP or a project I'm ready for that. Mm. So it's like, okay, I know these songs I want to save for that. Mm. Some are for, you know, music is long lasting. I know I can make a song today, drop it next year, and then it can be the biggest song in the next 3 years after that.
Mm.
So it's never really a rushed thing.
So would you say from you, ne, I'm going to kind of test your PR. Right now, ne? Would you say, like, let's say you have a hot song, ne? That's out, that's like really trending, it has a dance challenge, everything is going well, wakiga o thing. Would you say that releasing a song at that moment because all eyes on you is a good idea, or should you just wait until that hype dies down and then you release another one?
Most definitely, I don't know what to release it, but I'd definitely be in studio cooking more.
Cooking more.
To make sure if this dies down, then here's a follow up. Yeah, nah, here's another one, guys. I don't know when I'd release it. I feel like maybe towards the end of the first one, maybe like, yeah, music video's done, I got the views, the streams are there, and now the name is out there. Then it's like, okay, sharp, let me hit you guys with another one to show you, okay, I'm capable of doing another one. Do you get me?
I get you.
So what's the most valuable lesson the music industry has taught you?
Yo, hey, yo, guys.
We have time. Let's cut it out.
Don't worry. Number one is, I used to have this mindset of settling for less.
Oh.
But now I think I've changed. But like, there's no need to settle for less, bro. Like,
thank you.
Like, there's no need. Like, people show off. People Wait, this girl is coming up, like, you know.
The barbuka, he was not part of barbuka. He was not chelte barbuka.
Barbuka.
But he was not Leon, a barbuka.
I was booked. Like, you get me? Like, don't settle for less. Also, like, know your value. That's what I'm also trying to, like, understand about myself. Like, knowing my value.
Mm.
When to say yes, when to say no. When to show up for people, when not to show up for people, you know. That's one of the lessons. Another one would be, I think, investing. Investing. Money always comes back. Especially with music, music is an investment. Your music is such an investment. Like,
Oh, you mean like spending money on the things that really matter, yes. So that they can make more money.
If you have a studio and you have that 5 clipper and you need to make a song, like, take out that 5 clipper. Maybe it's 200 om senel oya transport. Okay, maybe just buy food so you know people are comfortable. Like, invest. Like, just put money back so it's there. Buy clothes every month. Do your PR shoots. Do your
Those things count.
It's tricky also because, like, you can't invest if you don't have the money. So now it's like, how do you go about it? Because I know there's a lot of artists starting with this. Like, you don't have the money. Also, me, I can start with that and say, I don't have the money, but I want to do this. Like, this is the vision I have. Like, what do you do now?
Just
work with what you have, to be honest.
Just start, because if Oemela Chelete, hey, Fichile, you wouldn't do what you were.
Now you're looking for other things. Yes. Yeah, the sneaker, I wanted the sneaker, but it don't benefit now.
Yes, man.
And they just don't have their priorities straight. They just choose weird stuff. So, man.
No, real heavy, real.
No. So, what advice would you give to up-and-coming DJs trying to break through?
So, I'm trying to think of something I would want to hear when I was like beginning. I think it would be like content. Because I think also my content introduced me to everyone else, like every other artist, it is the content, definitely. Like, share the content, whatever idea you have, then do that. There's this kid on TikTok, actually. I don't know, I forgot his name. But, like, he does these mixes where he does transitions and whatever.
Okay.
And it's moving.
Mm-hmm.
Then now I see him, he got a gig. Like, he's young. Like, he's so young.
Oh, Omunyano, oh, with a school uniform.
Yeah. I don't know if school uniform or only him. I forgot what it is. But, like, that content is getting him now to do 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes we overlook the fact that, okay, so you're a content creator. We can do the same video, but yours will look better. So now I don't want to post mine because better. But like, don't also think of that. Like, just like, you're not stress yourself.
Because I can't be listening to the auto overcreate.
Because I know a lot of people can relate to stuff like that. Like, small things.
Small things really matter. I don't want to lie. Small things really, they really do it for me.
Yeah.
Don't good. So poster, because I think that's what people are afraid of, especially content creators, DJs or whatsoever. Like, they are afraid to join in on something, especially if, for example, let me talk on content creators. If Gakhiso posted a video and it got 100,000 likes and 4,000 comments, the next creative is gonna be like so afraid to do that because he feels like the numbers are all. So I think people should just keep things also. I think, but keep it.
That's true. But yeah, we're gonna play our next game. This is called Guess the Song as We Hum It, right? So I'm gonna start. Yeah. Actually, you start. I started the last time.
Is that the song? I love that cool.
I have it.
Do you know the song?
Yes.
Again, last time. Sounds like a ringtone of Spider-Man. Oh, oh. Young ass. Young ass.
And I get the song. The song that you
sounds like a ringtone.
Have you?
What song is it?
Song Cry by Kavu Momo.
Sure.
Just Spider-Man. Spider-Man. I'm joking.
And then,
because do you know the song? What song is that?
It's Adele's.
Oh, Adele. Yo, chum, Adele. Yo, I wish to see Adele.
Same. Oh, you need to come, baby.
Kupole msebuta unkisa kwa concert ni Adele.
The House of Harvey kikampu.
Oh.
Ne. Oh, wow. Yes. Kupole lena kwa mo line up.
Ah, chum. You
want to open up for Adele?
Ne, thank you. Mm-hmm. And then next one.
I can have this.
Okay, so
to
eat it up, and then no, I got two
right,
guys.
All of you. You don't know, Pelong, you know, go to friends.
Just keep a little number one of your babies.
Real.
It's piano.
Who's that? What do you do? Mahavi. Wait.
Sing it again. Is it a wedding song?
No.
I'm wrong,
but I understand why you think.
This is how it is.
This song is kiss me, baby.
Austin Martin music.
I don't hear the lyrics, I just know what the flow is.
Okay.
You know the song. I know what song you're singing there. You like to party.
Was that your last one?
I have one lost.
Okay. Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, no, I don't have another one.
Oh, no, no.
That's how it goes. Come King, it's a three-step song, man. Go to the chorus. Oh, Mahu, can you give me a little jazz work?
Yes.
What's that song? I got the song right.
Yeah, I'm tender with Krillagai. So, have Batung Lungile. What a beautiful name. So, where can people get hold of you? And what upcoming future plans do you have?
Instagram. My details are also there on my Instagram.
What's your Instagram, Papa?
DJHavi.sa on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
.si. It rhymes with someone's name.
Yeah. Yeah, the emails are there, like everything in terms of bookings and all that stuff. Yeah. If it's regarding music, then just DM me or working or anything like that. Yeah, DM, always check my DM.
And what future plans do you have?
Future plans, got two singles coming up. When are they dropping? Two singles coming up next month.
Ah,
one is coming up next month, and the other one, I don't know. I think after this one.
Okay.
Hopefully, yeah, I should cook up an EP soon. It's about time.
No, thank you so much for being with us today. Now we're going to go into the fifth segment, which is mark your calendars. It's Panda.
Next time, guys. When I want
to manage them. Mark your calendar. Riahabu Havi. Unalim Meroko Mungwe Hape. But I have a few, actually. So, this week, Dintang, Kaba Kanel is dropping an album on my birthday.
Voila! Okay.
Kaba Kanel.
Is it about you? Did it say anything about you?
I think that if you can look at the cover art of Kaba Kanel,
okay,
it has me.
Voila!
Have you noticed this?
Wow, you... you
when I was jigela, na have
you. What have you
doing? So, what demelan?
Hi, anyways, and then the Scorpion Kings.
Oh,
happening.
Are we going?
It's Friday. I want to go. I need to be there.
Wow. We have to be there. I need to be there.
Look, genuinely.
Like, Ranarai.
Today, King, Tuesday, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, no. I have to make sure to buy it. Thursday, I have my things sorted out.
Thursday, bang, I'm sad.
I'm not stressed. No, Thursday, latest.
Latest.
Yeah, latest. Yeah, so to Friday, in Vugagaki, drip on
Never again.
Okay.
Yeah, and then to close off Women's Month, we have Strictly Soul happening, and it's a Women's Day edition happening at La Parada in Rosebank. Mm-hmm. There'll be Ayanda MVP, there'll be Brown Sugar, there'll be Coco Brown, and basically Kadi Soul Sisters.
Oh, Banyana,
the ladies, slow music, drinking wine, you know.
But Bahu.
That's enough feeling. Hey.
So Mahu is dropping an EP on the 28th of August. Charming. Yeah. That's what I have for.
And then on Saturday, a queer event called the Goist Club Entertainment. Why leave it at the Goist?
So lena
la. Why the guys?
Chum di gera to ba creative. Yo, di guys ra uring mar.
Anyways, it's called The Guys Entertainment and it's happening on the 30th in Soweto. And then also Tyler Perry's Beauty in Black has been announced for a second season.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's coming out soon.
I can't Yeah. But guys, what are your last words? Kopela o kwale show. Kamabidi amararu.
Thank you guys for having me. It was fun being here. Actually, my first podcast.
Like, why did you choose to come in? Can I ask you that question?
At first, I was like, I don't do podcasts. I was like, Also, I was like, and then I don't like, I'm including you once. You guys, I know you guys are used to like this. Like, yeah, why not, actually? But yeah, no, I had a good...
Basically, it's hectic, ne?
Nah, not too hectic.
Yeah.
I've been in Zagangan.
So, Javi,
Okay, but thank you guys so much for being with us, and we've come to the end of the episode. Edita, thank you so much for joining us today, guys. Thank you, Javi, for being with us as well. Make sure that you tune in next week, Friday. Love you guys.
Thank you.